Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with musician, producer, Random Rab. Thanks for calling in to KVNF, Rab.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.
Where are you right now?
I'm currently in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is that where you're living?
I live here, and I live part-time here and in part-time in Oregon. But yeah, I've been kind of been calling Colorado my home base off and on for the last couple of years.
Cool. You're doing something really cool with the way that you're releasing your new music. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the concept was to release a song on every full moon instead of releasing the album all at once. And part of that was that it gave me a little bit more time to kind of, you know, to work actually on the songs as they come out. So I can release a little sooner. Also with the way that the algorithms work and the way that people aren't really listening to physical records or CDs anymore. So there was really like, well, why are we even sticking to this format of 75 minutes of groups of songs? But then again, that was all based upon, I guess, a pre-COVID reality where I'd be touring and being able to use the content in a way to kind of help, I guess, advertise the tour and be a part of the whole movement across the country.
Right.
So now that that's all changed, is really kind of, I have been thinking about rethinking the perspective of, and also I feel like people need music more now. So I decided to do it every full moon and new moon and to kind of accelerate it a little bit. And perhaps when the time is ready, I'll just release the rest of the album. But yeah, it's an interesting time. I'm trying to reorient what it means to be a musician and performer or producer during this year. It's an odd moment.
Definitely. The new album is called The Space Between, and you have a title track that you've shared with us. Talk to me about The Space Between.
Yeah, so that one's a lot of string. There's a bunch of string, cello, violin harmonies going on. And then I took my voice and processed it through basically a synth. It's called Form, and came up with this melody. And at the time, you know, the lyrics are envision the space between. And at the time, this was pre kind of coronavirus world when I wrote that. I think I'd maybe heard of it, but it hadn't really got on the radar. And it was really interesting as time developed and all of a sudden the space between became more and more real in my life and everyone else's, is that, you know, the isolation and separation. And it was, so when that song was originally scheduled to be released at this time, I never could have really envisioned that it would have kind of a completely different meaning. So that was really kind of profound for me to sort of retroactively understand my song in a whole new way. You know, the same with the album title too. I'm like, oh, here we are.
Yeah.
looking at the space between and wondering what we could do with that.
Quite literally this weird space that we are all in. Yeah. Let's take a listen to The Space Between by Random Rab.
Space between. Space between.
That was a track called The Space Between, the title track off of Random Rab's upcoming album. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Random Rab, and he's calling in from Boulder, Colorado. So this is definitely strange times. What are you doing right now to fill your time?
Well, it's a work in progress. Definitely been getting really into cooking. There comes a point in the day where about half the day I feel like is dedicated to what dish we're going to explore. So we've been eating very well and try not to get too, I guess, stir crazy. And so we've been trying different things to keep ourselves occupied, like painting, and I've been doing some writing and looking forward to the weather changing a little bit, getting out of this last dose of winter so we can get back on the bikes. And because I think really staying active is really important. And then trying to also just really figure out like how I can still have a career. You know, I've spent the last 20 some years building something that was all about bringing people together in large groups of people. And that's what I've been working towards. And that's all just completely off the table. And so, yeah, it's a whole new time. It's forced me to really rethink what it is that I want to do with my time and what I can do to get by, like so many of us, basically just lost my job. So, it's an interesting time.
Yeah. Is there any kind of like emergency funding for musicians that you've come across?
Actually, yes. There's been a couple grants and stuff that I've looked into, which are okay. But they just opened up unemployment. The latest thing that Congress passed is that now independent contractors and people who are self-employed can actually apply for unemployment. So I've been looking into that. So if there's other artists and musicians out there, that was something that was never available to people in the music industry until now.
Wow.
So I know the whole system's pretty bogged down, but it seems like a pretty good option for people while they try and figure out what else they can do. Because that's the problem with a lot of people in the music industry is that we've just been doing this for so long that we kind of forgot how to do anything else. And so it might be good to have a little bit of buffer until we figure out how we can get back on our feet and still make a living.
Yeah. I think it used to be in the music industry that, you know, you'd get like a record deal and you'd get some kind of signing bonus and you could live off of that. And then more recently, it's like, from what I hear, musicians only make money touring and off of merch. And so if you eliminate those ways of, you know, an income stream, mm-hmm. I'm just curious how our musicians are going to become even more innovative, and not that this is necessarily a fun challenge, but I'm curious what people will come up with next.
Yeah, I agree. And it is interesting because, like you said, I would say most artists, people like myself, we make 80 to 90% of our income through shows. Make a little bit of money releasing music, but it's not really a career. So it's been interesting to see people try to do these like live stream DJ things, and I've done it and for donations or whatever, but it is not the same as going to a show, and there is something missing there. So I think innovation is really going to be important as artists. If you want to continue to do art for a living, we all are going to have to really innovate and think of new ways to make content that has value and not just be like, please help me. Please, please, I lost everything. Help, help. You know, like that's only going to last so long. We are going to have to create value. And that's the only way to get by through this whole thing. So it really is going to be a refining moment for, I think, all the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to be kind of like a plug and play career anymore. There's really going to have to be some work put into it.
Yeah. You're releasing another song. It's called Servant of Desire.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about this track.
So this one I wrote up in the mountains of Colorado, Rocky Mountain National Park, and I was up by myself and lighting a huge fire and in the fireplace and up in this kind of cabin and on a beautiful wintry night, and just basically had a realization that that's what I was. I was a servant of desire. And so this is a song for all the people that can relate to that feeling. And this was the first release off my new album, which came out on the first full moon in March.
Cool. Okay. Well, here is Servant of Desire by Random Rab.
Thank you.
With Servant of Desire by Random Rab. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Random Rab. He's calling in from Boulder, and we're talking about his new music and his album that he's releasing, kind of in increments on the full moon and new moon. The album is called The Space Between. I have another question about a song. Talk to me about your track Home that dropped on April 21st.
Yeah, for sure. Released that one on the new moon, and it's actually Earth Day, and it seemed like what a great appropriate day to release a song called Home. And yeah, this song is interesting in that it was written in the same place, up in the cabin up in the Rocky Mountain National Park, but this time I had a bunch of friends. This is back pre-quarantine, but we were all hanging out, and so everybody contributed a little bit to the song, some beads, some drums, some backup vocals, and the sound of the crackling fire, and just so it's a song about loving home and getting back to the kind of that feeling of being at home in the winter, especially that really this cozy type of home in your heart, and really trying to relate that to the earth and just life in general.
Yeah. This song makes me want to get really low to the ground.
Me too. So I'm glad that worked.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to Home. This is brand new from Random Rab. That was Home, a track by Random Rab. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Random Rab about music and life and kind of all of the interesting things going on. So I'm curious, what have you gained from this recent global shift?
I feel like, if anything, I've gained some huge respect for Mother Nature and for this planet. I mean, nobody that I know or anyone that's alive right now that I know hasn't experienced anything like this, except for maybe my grandma, who's 102 years old.
Wow.
So I guess she was born in the middle of the last pandemic. You know, as tragic as this is, and there's no way around that, lives are being lost and there's a lot of pain and suffering around the world right now and a lot of isolation. But beyond all the terror and all the fear, there's kind of this, oh, just huge respect I have for Mother Nature kind of stepping in and doing what needs to be done from its perspective. And I stand in awe of it as it does as it will. And as a species, we can't really control it. We can help mitigate some of the pain of it, I suppose. But just getting a sense of real connection and to seeing what nature is capable of, and also wondering, you know, this is going to be an incredibly difficult time that we're all, and it is a difficult time, but maybe a better world will come of it. And because it's kind of cutting the crap, because society was very wasteful and bulging at the seams. And to see how pollution has gone down and just the general sort of return, I guess, to a cleaner world just because we stopped moving around. There's a really a big lesson there that I hope we can kind of take something from that and realize that maybe we don't need to live the way we've been living. And maybe we have been wasteful, and maybe we have been just kind of too just busy and crazy. And maybe we need to just chill out and start taking care of our friends and family and our society on a more kind of localized level. So I guess that's where I have the hope.
Yeah. What does your 102-year-old grandma think of all of this?
I wish she could give me a more clear answer. She's kind of at that point now where she's just knows that the military, well, she thinks that the military took over her nursing home. So because they've posted up security all around the nursing home, they won't let anyone in or out. Uh-huh. And so I think she thinks that it's a military takeover of some kind. But since I come from a long military family, I think she's fine with that.
Okay. Oh, grandma. Are you finding inspiration at all right now? How are you processing things musically?
Yeah, well, there is inspiration. You know, I'm sure I'm not the only one feeling this, but there's kind of a sense of anxiety and grief that has been sort of a part of these days. And I don't feel it all the time, but there's sort of like this kind of, this is a strange, almost like fantasy sci-fi novel that we're living in all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I try not to get caught up in it, but I definitely can't help it. There's times where I'm like, it just becomes sort of stressful just to recognize how society has just kind of collapsed all around. But there is something beautiful in that, you know, with this isolation. I mean, I feel really super fortunate to be able to even say that I have the time to be able to do the things that I love still. Because I know that so many people are working so hard and saving lives and doing all these incredible things. And I feel like it's a pretty big first world problem for me to complain about my situation right now. But I will say, though, that in the isolation and in all of this, there has been beauty as far as the creativity goes. So there's a lot to process here. And I think any artist can appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we've got one more song. Talk to me about Lives to Live off your 2019 album, Anew.
But this one, actually, I got the kind of the idea for this one when I was creating it. I was thinking of The Cure and the guitarist for The Cure and those riffs and wanting to kind of replicate that sound. And so I spent a long time working out how can I play the most simple riff without squeaking my guitar? Hmm. And that was sort of the origin of this song, because it's so hard with electric guitar to not squeak in between notes. So that was like an exploration into the squeak. And then the more I worked on it, the more it just made me feel really good. And so this became one of my favorite songs off the last album.
Awesome. Rab, thank you so much for sharing some of your brand new music off your upcoming album, The Space Between.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciated it.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Random Rab's music. We'll go out on the track Lives to Live by Random Rab. Thank you for listening.